Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Succeed with ease. Come to Republic Bank for your back-to-school needs. Get a loan for tuition, computers, books, and more. Plus, get a chance to win cash prizes. With reasonable payments, low or no down payment, and speedy turnaround, Republic Bank is the bank for a loan that's easy, quick, and so affordable. Make your dreams happen with a back-to-school loan from Republic Bank today. Conditions apply.
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
The Gal Lottery Company's $1,000 instant tickets have so much to offer. Available at any of our 250 agents countrywide. Just try your luck. You could win a top prize of $2.5 million. And all the prizes ranging from $1,000 to $250,000. It's so easy to play. It's even easier to win, as each ticket offers multiple play areas. There are $70 million prizes to be won in the games. So get your $1,000 tickets today. And remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Everyone's favorite place in the home is the kitchen. And in every kitchen, you will find Champion Chowmin. So Edward B. Bihari & Company Limited has made it easy. Champion Chowmin seasoning has been carefully blended with the right mix of spices to help you get the perfect flavor of homemade magic. Champion Chowmin seasoning is Guyana's favorite seasoning to bring family and friends together.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Latwan Le Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
On our last visit to Morondoy, Simon made overtures to Lucille while taking a morning walk, which upset her very much. Shelley suggested to Ignatius that they go to counseling, but he dismissed the idea. Patsy later advised her to treat Ignatius as he was treating her. Later, a message appeared on her phone, and when Ignatius asked who it was, she said, "Nobody," and left the room. Coretta told Ignatius that incriminating information was in Simon's computer. He promised to pay a lawyer to get her out of the contract with Simon if she stole the computer. As we return, the village council is meeting.
It's for all these village councillors. Like, they forget we got a statutory meeting today.
Who missing?
Catalina, Coretta.
Well, no surprise with them too, especially Coretta.
Oh gosh, Monica, you're really bitter.
Me? Bitter? No way. I won't lose precious sleep over the likes of Coretta.
Yes, what do she do?
Well, I know, Anke.
She looking bad. She lose a lot of weight.
Well, I hope it's not health issues.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, Catalina.
You're rich, girl.
Yes, I'm here.
We miss you at the last one.
You ladies are funny people.
All the time you just sit on quiet, Ignatius.
I just find it funny how you people talk about each other and then put on pretenses.
Mr. Chairman, when we can start?
Let's wait for a few other members to come.
But we have a quorum.
A few people said they would be a few minutes late.
That includes Coretta?
No, we received no excuse from her.
Anybody has any clue around with
you? We hope it's not canceled.
Oh gosh, too steady. Too many people get in the thing.
Watch, I got a family in America who daughter just died.
Oh, shoots.
bone cancer.
Well, I got a cousin who just discovered she got breast cancer.
Oh, Father, it's too much. I remember baby mother died from cervical cancer.
Well, let me hope Coretta all right.
Look at you people. When you know nothing, you must be silent.
Okay.
He must know more than we.
Actually, I do. Coretta does not have cancer or any other disease that I know of.
Well, I wonder how you know so good.
Maybe she confided in me.
That's why your wife sit on your car crying the other morning. Okay, now I understand.
Excuse me?
Oh, you didn't know? I run into Shelly sit down in the lovely BMW crying her eyes out the other morning. Woman got to be crazy to marry a ma like you.
All right, we have a quorum. Let's get started. This meeting is now called to order. Let's all stand and recite the National Pledge.
Mr. Carter, you're looking fresh and nice.
Thank you, Sister Patsy.
Okay, we have the adoption of the agenda. Can we now adopt the minutes?
I move to adopt the minutes.
Seconded.
Great. Matters arising. The market project.
Coming along great. The new stalls were completed.
Yep.
Ah, great.
Sorry.
Now, please remember, phones on silent or turned off.
It's Coretta. I wonder why she's calling me.
Well, answer now. Might be an emergency.
Hello? Yes, we're here. Okay. Yes, I will let the village chairman know.
She ain't coming?
Mr. Chairman, Coretta said I should just wake up and not remember the meeting. Apologizes for her absence.
We need to pay the woman a well visit.
Count me out of that.
I agree. I saw her at the supermarket and she doesn't seem like herself.
We will discuss that when we come to any other business.
Very well.
Can we move on, please? Some of us don't have all afternoon.
Like you hurry more than everybody else.
Now, back to matters arising.
Mr. Chairman, may I be excused? Bathroom break?
Me too. Think it's time we all go on a break.
We'll take 5 minutes break.
You don't need to go, Catalina?
Frankly, Ignatius, that's none of your business.
The lady is right.
Certainly.
Must be nice when you have all these men running to your rescue, Catalina.
I don't know what you're implying.
Can we just focus?
I might as well use this opportunity to stretch my legs.
I need to use a washroom after all. Excuse me.
Sorry about Ignatius.
I need to apologize for him.
How are you doing?
James, I think we should just keep it strictly professional.
Well, as you wish.
Thank you.
Just one question.
What?
Did Coretta sound well on the phone?
She just sounded like she's normal self.
Okay.
Don't mean to intrude on the lovers' reunion.
Really, Sister Patsy?
It's someone you tell the truth.
I can't wait to get off of this village council.
I thought you enjoyed serving and being served.
Sister Patsy, you know you don't want these problems.
Like you ready for fight me?
Ladies.
People wouldn't have anything to say if you ain't give them ammunition. It's the way you mix business with pleasure.
Okay, enough.
Oh gosh, some of y'all must try to keep your report short.
Are you referring to my report, Monica?
No offense, Mr. Carter, but the report was long and plus you talk very slow. We got the essence of what you were saying within the first 3 minutes.
Thank you for your report, Mr. Carter.
It's when we can get to any other business, man. I got enough things on my mind.
All right, is there any unfinished business?
Nope.
Any new business?
These people with the pig farm near Dinah Boston. People have been complaining.
Yes, something got to be done about that.
What is wrong with the people having a pig farm? It's good they're making an honest living instead of stealing.
You see, Ignatius, it won't bother you because you don't live in the area. And you went and got your fancy seal-up house with your AC.
So what are we going to tell the people? That they can't rear their pigs?
Let them go somewhere else. I know other people who got animals and so, and it don't offend people. They're doing something wrong.
Look, I'm looking into the matter and the environmental officer is also involved.
The best place for the farm is in the back dam. Not in the middle of a residential area.
All right. We'll deal with it.
Yet any other business now?
Yes, Money.
What y'all doing about the scandalous things that are being written on Facebook about y'all?
It's quite disturbing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're only writing about you, Mr. Chairman, Ignatius and Sonny, but it reflects badly on the whole village council.
Yes, true.
I'm working to resolve that as we speak. I know who's behind it. And we'll see that the individual faces prosecution.
Ignatius, you did not share that with us.
Aren't we only now discussing it?
So who is the person, man?
I'd rather not say that until certain things happen.
Well, nobody can tell me. It's not a man, Simon the Freitas, behind it.
I think it may be dangerous to throw people's name around, Mrs. Moore.
Look, Mr. Carter, come on. I know you see, and I got a strong feeling somebody helping him.
All right. We'll deal with it.
Well, y'all better deal with it fast, because election's right around the corner.
All right. Any other business?
James, I will bring you and Sonny in on the plan a little later.
Is it Simon who is behind it?
We all know who is behind it.
So it is. I don't know what kind of vendetta that man has against me. I have never done anything to him.
We will talk later.
All right. Catalina? I thought you left.
I had to use the washroom. But I'll leave it now.
Wait, hold on.
What?
How are you?
I'm fine, James. Now, excuse me.
James?
See you, Mr. Carter.
Bye, Miss Lewis. James?
It's not what you think, Mr. Carter.
I thought you promised you to stay away from that young woman.
Well, she's on the village council and I can't avoid her. Besides, it was an innocent chap.
How are things with you and June?
Good. We have decided to work on our marriage.
I'm happy to hear that. Keep focused, James. Remember that.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Did you know that you are entitled to quality health care, regardless of your age, race, nationality, religion, gender identity, sexual orientation, or lifestyle? As a patient, you are to be served with courtesy, dignity, and compassion, and receive information about your health and treatment. Unless required, your medical record should remain confidential. Artisan Direct Support and Rainbow House have provided psychosocial support in Region 4 for the past 25 years and remain committed to having you actively participate in decisions regarding your health. You also have a responsibility to be truthful about your health status, remain respectful to those who are working hard to help you, and comply with your treatment. For more about your patient's rights and responsibilities, contact Artisan Direct Support on 225-5112 or visit them at 156 Alexander Street, Kitty, or Rainbow House on 225-3119 or the David Rose Center, West Front Road. Your health is yours. Handle with care.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost heap or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.